This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, Sue, you got to name the artists here. A little yacht rock for you here as we bring it back in the 5 o'clock hour. You know this one? I know you do. You just have to think about it. He had a song that was bigger than this, but I went with Hot Rod Hearts here.
Oh, come on.
Robbie Dupree. Yeah.
10 miles east.
Steal Away was a bigger hit, though, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
There you go. A little yacht rock.
I love it.
On a Thursday evening. Who expected that on the Mark Rubin Show?
Nobody, and
go
I
figure.
Love it.
I always publish the bumper music list at the end of the show. You can always go to my Twitter, at Mark Rubin KFTK, if you would like to find out the songs that I have spun out for you here on a regular show on a regular basis. And we'll do more tomorrow on Friday. We have the Rubin Roundtable. It's going to be a fun show tomorrow with Jane, Jeff Rainford, and Gene Evans. I have an audio cut of the day coming up here a little bit later in the hour. Right now, our friend David Strom from HotAir.com. He's an associate editor. He's been on fire with his columns in the aftermath of the election. Mr. Strom, how are you?
Well, I'm on fire.
You are on fire. There's so much to talk about and there's so much to write about. And I think you've been kind of experiencing that in the aftermath of what happened last week. So let's kind of get into it here with the cabinet picks. And I don't know if you've posted anything new this afternoon, but since my show has started, we have RFK Jr. going to HHS. The Matt Gaetz pick has been super popular across the board.
Yeah.
And there's been some others. So let's start maybe with Gaetz. I don't like it. I really don't. I understand shaking things up, and I'm a fan of that. I don't see how he gets confirmed, but what's going on, do you think, with that appointment?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of different theories. And, you know, I haven't followed Gaetz that much, except in terms of his being a rabble-rouser in the House. I haven't followed the ethics complaints because, not because I don't believe them or I do, it's just that we live in hoax world. We were told that Donald Trump hired hookers to pee in a bed. So, I mean, we're well beyond just taking at face value what anyone says. But the theories run from, Trump is absolutely serious. He wants this guy to go in and clean everything up, to Trump is absolutely serious. He wants to scare the bejesus out of everyone who has violated the law there. And so he's hoping they're going to resign. There's another theory out there that this, you know, he is the sacrificial lamb. Everyone was screaming about it, all these other picks, and then Gaetz comes up and, you know, it's like the shiny object or the squirrel for the dog. Everyone's going after that.
And we've seen Trump kind of do that. There's been a little pattern there, but here's what Kevin McCarthy said.
I think choices are very good except one. Look, Gaetz won't get confirmed. Everybody knows that.
Now he went on to say this.
When you look at a Rubio, just the knowledge that he has, being in the Intel Committee, I was on the Gang of Eight, and his understanding, even when you listen to the other side of the aisle, they say, He'll make a great Secretary of State. So that's strong for me. A waltz, just as background from a Green Beret and others being the. But John Radcliffe at CIA, former DNI, that's very strong. And the difference is to what was 8 years ago today, President Trump understands the job. He knows the people that he needs around him to get there. And I think he's going to be much better prepared because he only has one term, but he'll hit the ground running.
So, you know, I know Dwayne wrote about this on Hot Air today. If you're looking at a batting average, the Trump's batting average with the appointments here is seemingly pretty good. But the Matt Gaetz one caught a lot of people off guard. And maybe you're right. Maybe he's just kind of throwing it out there as a distraction. But look, the Ratliff appointment, I love that one. There's a lot of good picks here. I like Rubio. He's more of a, you know, traditional Republican, if you will. So he's definitely not wasting any time. And they're going to try to get some stuff done. And they owe, what, 2 years, David, right? I mean, you can't waste any time at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a four-year term. You have to assume it's a two-year term because the midterms can shake everything up. Traditionally, you expect the party in power to lose seats. And I think we'll gain in the Senate, but we could lose the House. And so Trump's got to use this trifecta that he has, as fragile as it is, to really make some progress. And I mean, he's basically acknowledged that with, you know, the Department of Government Efficiency, where he put Elon Musk and Vivek, and he didn't give them a 4-year deadline. He gave them a 2-year deadline. And you know, that's just a recognition.
I love that. And I open up the show, you know, a lot of my show opens over the years have featured this soundbite.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
One of the reasons that I am a conservative, libertarian conservative, is because I think the size and scope of all government has gotten way too big. But what I've noticed over my decades covering politics and living my life is it never goes back, David, in the other direction, even under a Republican, right? They always spend more money. They always expand government. So this is the only real opportunity that I've experienced in the last 45 years to maybe actually accomplish some of the things that we've been talking about.
Yeah, in fact, Scott Adams, the Dilbert guy, has a podcast, and you know, he's comparing this to a refounding of America. At least that's the potential. And if you look, you really have extraordinary people. A lot of them have great credentials, but they weren't hired because of their credentials. They were hired because they're extraordinary. They're actually a very diverse group in terms of their ideological positions. So you're going to get real discussions going on there. And I really like, I mean, I will tell you, my favorite pick is Tulsi Gabbard as DNI. Director of National Intelligence.
Why?
Because she has been the target. I think that the key thing that you have to do with the intelligence community right now is go in and break up the cartel. You know, we often look at this and say, well, we want to have a very efficient and, you know, thoughtful intelligence community. These people are weaponized. And what I like about Tulsi Gabbard is she has been the target of that. So she understands it at a very fundamental level. I mean, don't forget, she was put on a watch list, because she supported Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was
Trump.
Outrageous. And, right.
Yeah. And so for me, the number one thing that the person in that position has to accomplish is not actually providing great intelligence, because, of course, our intelligence community is just going to churn that stuff out anyway. It's to reform those institutions, because they have become a real threat to our constitutional order.
Well, what do you think? You know, one thing that, and I can't remember, David, if you have written specifically at Hot Air about the FEMA controversy in Florida, but the one thing that I think we should anticipate moving forward is more occurrences like that. They may not be as blatant, but look, you've got people that are in these, you know, branches of the government that are in the resistance for Kamala and Joe Biden. They're going to probably do things to try to fight all this in maybe in extreme ways.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, again, why both law enforcement and the intelligence community are so important to reform, because they have classified. I mean, they literally classified parents, Trump supporters, pretty much anyone who dissented from what the establishment liked as potential terrorists. And that was the excuse with FEMA. I just saw an interview with this lady, and she compared Donald Trump supporters to rabid.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dogs. I kid you not.
You mean Washington, the woman who was fired?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. She said, oh, we are vicious dogs, not rabid. And so we avoid, anyone feeling uncomfortable, just like we avoid vicious dogs. And so people felt uncomfortable that there would be hostility. So we avoided talking to anyone who was an obvious supporter of Donald Trump. And so it's the normalization of the demonization of people who have political views that are not liked by the establishment has to be taken on.
I feel like you got a fair group of American people right now who just cannot stand what's happening, and they have TDS in extreme ways right now. They're going to try to throw as many curveballs into this and be as disruptive as possible. And you know, there's little, 20 somethings that work in the federal government that'll do things that maybe might end in they're going to prison, but they might be willing to do that. I just think it's going to be an interesting time in the next few months.
Yeah, I actually, I'm expecting violence next month or in January. I think that, the left is building up to something. They, it's obvious that people like Joe Biden never believed the threat to democracy thing. You never saw a happier guy on earth than Joe Biden meeting with Donald Trump.
Isn't that funny?
It was hilarious.
There were lots of smiles in that room, weren't there?
Yeah.
It was almost like they both agreed that getting rid of Kamala was a good move.
Exactly.
But did you see the video of Dr. Jill and Kamala sitting next to each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was... Sue, did you see that one?
I haven't seen that one.
Wow. They didn't look like they wanted to be anywhere close to one another. It was pretty steely. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well... I saw someone put up a meme with a picture of Joe and Jill Biden saying two Trump voters,
Yeah, exactly. All right, Strom, listen, thank you for jumping on here this afternoon. I hope all is well in your world up there in Minneapolis. We'll get you back soon. Thank you.
All right, sounds good.
All right,
talk to you later.
David Strom from hotair.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.